Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice and where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here. To the program, we welcome all of our audience all across our network, and we want to welcome also, I didn't get a chance to do this last hour, but our good friends at TECN-TV, TECNTV.com. If you want to watch us live, you can catch us there, TECNTV.com. You can watch us right now on their network, and we would encourage you to check things out over there. Well, hey, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He has his own program on KABC on Monday nights there in Los Angeles, California. And he also has Bullet Point, and he also is an entertainer as well as an entrepreneur with his own real estate company. And a lot of cool things that my friend does. Judd Dunning, welcome. Good to have you.
Pastor Greg, so good to be back. You know, when we wrote our book, you were one of my first interviews, I don't know, a couple of years back here, all a year or so. And now we've
13 and a half ways, right? The 13 and a half ways.
13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal and how to enlighten others.
Yes.
Humbly. I think Christ is the only person that really enlightens per our call during the break, but we claim some enlightenment power. And it's good to be back here. Yeah, thank you so much. You know, as I said on the break, I get to walk in your big footsteps in a little California greatness on the air at KABC, and you've been a great influence, and it's always an honor to be here, buddy.
Well, Jed, I greatly appreciate that. I greatly appreciate that. Well, you brought up some interesting points. I want to get into to what happened there in L.A. and get your thoughts with regards to that. But I think that there's some interesting thought processes, you know, as far as, you know, understanding some of what may have brought us to some of where we are, per se. But let's talk about, give me your thoughts, Antifa as an example. Of course, they attacked people who are questioning masks and vaccines, a peaceful protest. And it was interesting to watch the news talk about how, oh, they're aggressive, and Antifa trying to make accusations that people who are, you know, protesting masks and vaccines were the aggressors. It boggles my mind.
You know, first of all, it's interesting. If you go back to the swine flu, there's a great video going around at the exact period in the 70s in American history, and it is uncanny the exact amount of the propaganda that's going against individual liberty, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a point for government to expand that. I said, you know, racism, Trumpism, vaxism. Those are the big three of liberal bigotry. I did that article a while ago. And vaxism still has juice. So watch this. watch this. When the vaccine starts to be less powerful as the tip of the spear, they'll shift over to climate change. We already saw it. The infrastructure bill was a socialistic shift in our complete globalistic economy. There's so much power. There's so much pork. There's so much inflation. There's so much disregard. There's so much bad stewardship in that. And that's waiting right behind this distraction. And if you know, even Trump said this, we have series of distractions from the truth that can be we can use opportunistically to move legislation in the background. So the awakened citizen who's not only who's, you know, away, as they say in Greek, and eudaimonia, what is Greek eudaimonia? It's that we're prospering intellectually, spiritually, mentally, physically, creatively, financially, psychologically. We have all, we as, you know, children of God, we can claim full prospering. You know, this false socialistic Jesus that wants us to suffer and align and be small. The, you know, the whole way that the left reframes it, if they don't just disdain it, is false. So, you know, they're using this distraction, in my eyes, as part of this bigger problem we have, which is this, you know, creeping moral relativism, where you use the polarized problems for the day, and then you slowly take away freedom and liberty. And masks are just a symbol. You know, they said since the beginning, the microns never went through. If you're sick and you don't want to cough on somebody, wear a mask. If you wake up tomorrow and you're sick, you know, yesterday I sprayed insecticide all over my house because there's mosquitoes. Happens twice a year. We have a bunch of trees around. And I told my wife, I said, I have the appropriate use for a mask today. So a lot of us know this. You know, I wore a mask proudly for the first time since the pandemic. You know, I just know too much in this possibility. So you're talking about this thing where we're going to focus on the noble Antifa, the noble BLM, not to put them in the same pot because they are different. There's a lot of crossover. And they're suddenly the holders of what's good and right. Well, the people in January 6th are the holders of good and right to me. And they're being held without full due process.
Political prisoners in America. Yeah,
we have a double standard. We have a double standard going on between January 6th and BLM and Antifa. So anything they start to do as far as a sense of justice with their background of what? That they wanted to deconstruct the nuclear family of, you know, in America. Mm-hmm. They wanted to destroy our foundations. I disregard them. I can't even acknowledge the validity of Antifa anymore. Can you?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, to me, Antifa showed its really true colors when they came after Pastor Poulter there in Portland, right? Christian families sitting around, you know, praying and praising God, and here comes Antifa in with their flash bombs and their bear spray, and they assault them. And then, you know, Sean Fuchs, the very next day, has probably about 1,500 to 2,000 people out there. They couldn't get into the center of that. And Sean even announced from the stage, if you want to learn about laying on of hands, go ahead, you know, be aggressive. But they continued praising God. But at the end, when they were trying to get to their cars, many were assaulted, children and women, as you know, as a part of that. So as I explained in the last half hour, you know, and Antifa is supposed to be about anti-fascism. They don't even understand what it is. Most of them, I don't think, even understand it. They're so wrapped up in their own heads that they don't even understand that because you pledge allegiance, because I, as a veteran, took an oath to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I'm a patriot, that does not make me some evil nationalist. In fact, Israelites went to war in scripture against other countries that tried to take them over. So there's no ambiguity, biblically speaking, when it comes to how God saw the boundaries and the sovereignty of nations and the sovereignty of individuals within those nations.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, I agree that there, and that would be the awakened half of America within America at the moment. I think we were talking to Brett. I think liberalism is becoming a disease of distortion because so much information is going around and clouding people to the truth of what's really going on. You know, I think Antifa's real risk for us is going to be a mirror of January 6th, which is if they get involved, that's the DHS just said that there was, our risk in the nation on the 9/11 anniversary, right? Now it's domestic terrorists. Now they're trying to talk about vaccine, it's vaccine and election integrity terrorists, right? Which is called free speech, if I remember. I think talking about the vaccine and election integrity is free speech, but now we're domestic terrorists. Meanwhile, Kabul is burning down and Antifa is one to watch if there are vaccine protests. We haven't broken out like Europe yet. And if they go through another lockdown cycle with Delta and Lambda and people start losing, it's one thing to knock somebody down and let them and have them recover. You knock them down a second time, you can disable them for life, right? So there may be, we may eventually face riots about personal freedom. And, there's people, we're having discussions about, secession in two different Americas because they're making masks and vaccines a problem. I think Antifa would love that. They're basically, they're like the Russian forces that want to create disruption and disarray so that they can expand power and government.
Well, they're the brown shirts.
They're the brown shirts of today.
They're not actually anti-fascist.
They're very organized in the deconstruction of our country because then you can expand government because I don't know why, Greg. I don't know why, Pastor Greg, why people trust government. Our founding fathers said again and again and again, our system is set up not to trust government. I've written about this again and again and again. Everything says, nope, we don't trust government. We have government. And we keep it in its role and away from our positive and negative liberties. But that discussion only happens here. Mark Levin, a few people are like Horowitz are pounding the truth. They're like, hey, this leftist push of moral relativism and making this all okay is not okay. So we have to stay in that dialogue, right? And keep talking truth. I mean, I'm also about focusing on the positive. Just for everybody out there, I wake up every morning. I'm like, I love my life. Thank you, God, my children, my faith, my family, my long-term sobriety, my business, all my blessings. And then from there, I'm going to say, but let me stay awake of what is your call of those I need to rebuke for the insanity. Because we have to be, as my show is now, unapologetic. We have to keep unapologetically saying, that's not true. That's not real. That's not racist. That's not vaxxist. That's not Trumpist. You just have a different view of how to care for people. We need to get back to that liberal classical liberalism and classical republicanism.
Yeah, it's that you were talking about the issues with DHS, and interestingly, I had a post that was up that's apparently been removed from my page, but it was something that Sergeant Gunderson, do you remember him? He was the police officer that was fired because of his political views.
Yes.
He had a post up that was a screenshot of something that had been on TV, and it basically, let me see if I've got it. I might even have taken a picture of it on my camera, but it was basically, here we go. Yeah, I do. I have it saved. They got rid of it, but they couldn't completely get rid of it. They tried. But anyway, NBC Nightly News, potential terror threats, opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, belief Trump can be reinstated, 9/11 anniversary, and religious holidays. Folks, they're talking about Christian religious holidays, okay? And they're considering those to be... Now, Department of Homeland Security considers you and I as Christians who follow the Bible as potential terror threats. Think about that. And think about the things we've talked about this morning. And we'll be back to talk more about this with Judd Cummins. You would think I'm making this up. What are we reading a book? It's got to be a novel, Pastor. They're not really saying that. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. But remember that 20 some odd years ago, Janet Reno said that if you believed in the Bible, if you went to church more than once a week, if you had, midweek gatherings at your church and so on, you were a threat. And just during Trump, you're a threat. If you're white and you go to church, you're a bad guy. Here we go. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Judd Dunning. Judd, real quick, tell folks how they can listen to you, because I know you're on KABC, and that's at 8 o'clock. On Monday evenings out Pacific time, but talk about that for just a minute, if you would.
Yeah, it's 7 p.m.
Okay,
and every Monday night all summer long on KABC, Unapologetic, the Judd Dunning Hour, and that is what we're doing. So you can KABC.com is nationwide. You can listen to it live there. You can catch it on the podcast section there as well in repeat. And we're having a great time. And then over at Bullet Point Nation, you can catch our video comedy show commentary. We call it 3 to 5 minutes of combustible news you can use to blow up on and catch yourself on fire. You don't want to repeat our jokes to your liberal friends. And that's at Bullet Point Nation. That's a lot of fun, man, you know, because you do need to poke fun at the liberal thought balloon with comedy. I have a great writer that works with me. I have another writer that works with me in the show. We're a little team. And it's a real blessing. So at Bullet Point Nation, and our book is there as well, bulletpointnation.com.
Good stuff. Good stuff, brother. Good stuff. Well, you had asked me a little in the break about Afghanistan. In a nutshell, I think that, you know, once again, this reminds me a lot of the Vietnam situation. And what most people don't know about the history is that in the late, when Richard Nixon came in 1968. One of the things that he had put in place and was negotiating with the Vietnamese as far as bringing that to closure was to do for South Vietnam what we had done for Japan at the end of World War II. Yes, we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima, and you know, what was that about? Well, that was actually to save millions of lives, and it did. Both Japanese lives and American troops trying to root out the Japanese that were deeply embedded, many of whom fought for a number of years, even after the surrender, on islands that never got the word from Japan. But we rebuilt their infrastructure. We had a multi-billion dollar deal to do the same thing with Vietnam, and actually Joe Biden torpedoed that. In the Senate, as the leader of the Democrats, they torpedoed that, and they got John Kerry to come in and lie for them, and they left 600 of our boys there, and John McCain knew that they were there. The original deal was to bring all 1,200 out. They left 600. I give you that history to understand where we are today with Afghanistan. Because once again, Joe Biden has led the charge in pulling us out and leaving the Afghanis that have been loyal to us and that were working with us to set up a democracy like they see across the border in India. They wanted that same democracy for their country. And now we have absolutely abandoned them. And this is how, you know, bitterness towards America is fostered and is created. And this isn't our America, Judd. This isn't you and I, our America. This is that liberal, communist, progressive America that wants our nation destroyed. That's how I see it.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll tell you what Americans do. We don't rape, pillage, or plunder. Nope. We put in democracy and infrastructure. We don't take resources on the way out. And that's what we do as reluctant interventionists, do the role that God's put us in the world. And right now, people are suffering. So I say we go back in with infrastructure. We act like human beings first. It's the same exact thing liberals did in Vietnam. They bailed on one gun for one gun, one tank for one tank. They bailed on the deal. They broke the deal. We should go back in. And and people call you, oh, you're a neocon. No, I'm a human being. And these are human beings we need to care for.
And human beings who, by the way, laid down their lives along with our troops to fight for freedom and liberty in their country, believing that we were...
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself.
PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.